Well, we want to bring up how important Lincoln is in Bloomington Normal history and McLean County history. And this 200th year is very important for the state, and that both Lincoln and the state have that age behind them.
What all events are you planning for Lincoln's Fest this year?
It's a 3-day event. Begins on Friday, the 20th of July, and runs through Sunday, the 22nd. It begins on Friday with some films at the Bloomington Public Library, and then at 5 o'clock, they're in downtown at three locations, but the main one being the McLean County Museum of History. There will be encounters with Lincoln's World, and there are performances from actors in costume, and they are portraying people from Bloomington Normal, McLean County, and the effect that Lincoln had on their lives.
Marcia Young, a grant writer for the festival, is also with us. Marcia, tell us more about Encounters with Lincoln's World. What parts of his world are we touching?
Well, this year, every year we do a different time period, but this year we're doing the post-Civil War period, right after the war. And Encounters is an interesting program because it's like the cemetery walk, but it is not as confining for the researchers because they can research any historical person living in McLean County, and they do not have to have been buried at Evergreen Cemetery. And so we have a variety of people who we call them genuine hometown heroes. They were ordinary people just living here who were coping with the extraordinary times of the war and the post-war era.
The characters portrayed are from a variety of places. There's Beyond the Battle of the Crater, Bullets or Ballots, A Great American Adventure, and something on voting for women. Let's start with voting for women. What's that vignette about?
There were two women who had some kind of encounter. We're not quite sure whether they heard the president of Illinois State Normal University speak against women's suffrage or whether they had read about it in the Pantograph, but they both wanted to share their outrage over the fact that he was opposing women's suffrage. And so there is a dialogue between these two women, and it's a fascinating story.
Now, the Davises, of course, and John Wesley Powell are the elites of Bloomington, but you also have a vignette involving a William McCausland, a black barber from Bloomington. What's his story?
He enlisted in the Army in late 1863, became a sergeant major, which was quite an accomplishment. He was in an all-black unit, and he was in the Battle of the Crater, which was in Petersburg, Virginia. And so this story is post-war. He's back here in Bloomington after the war, and he's asked to help host a reception for Frederick Douglass, who was visiting Bloomington. We don't think of that the great Frederick Douglass was here in Bloomington, but he was visiting. But this is the time when President Johnson is vetoing legislation that was designed to secure the rights for black men. McCausland is talking with J.N. Ward, who was a prosperous furniture maker and had been a secret abolitionist before the war, and they are talking about the negative response of the local citizens to the views of Congregationalists in the 1840s, and members of the abolitionist political party, many of them were Congregationalists, their views were deemed fanatical. So McCausland is telling about his stories of discrimination and reacting to Johnson's vetoing of this recent legislation. So it's a very, very moving story, and it shows how black citizens right after the war were very active in the community, and then, of course, that all changed as the Reconstruction era moved forward and the gains that had been made were being lost.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking about Lincoln's Festival on Route 66. With us is Marcia Young, the grant writer for the festival, and Barb Adams, the executive director of the festival. Barb, tell us about the Wheels of Time, History of Bicycles, a part of the festival.
That is a program that is being presented at the David Davis Mansion. There will be speakers. There are groups that are going to be showing their antique bicycles. There are two programs, and actually two gentlemen giving a program, and it's presented twice on Saturday. 200 Years of Bicycles, New Technology and Social Acceptance, 1817 to 2018. Presented by Thomas Burr, Associate Professor of Sociology and Anthropology at Illinois State University. And the second program, Early History of Women's Cycling in Illinois, presented by Christopher Sweet. He's a bicycle historian from Illinois Wesleyan University. There will be what they have called slow bike races. I have not ever witnessed this, but I'm sure that it can't last too long. Something I'll mention, too, Abraham Lincoln will be visiting all of the locations on Saturday and Sunday.
Abraham Lincoln had a close relationship with William Shakespeare in that he read Shakespeare, he quoted Shakespeare. Some of his oratorical flourishes came from the rhythms of Shakespeare and the constructions that Shakespeare provided in his literature. Marcia Young, how is that coming out in this year's Lincoln's Festival?
Well, it's very exciting because I think those of us who love literature and so on, and there are lots of us, may, you know, be vaguely aware of it, but it's really going to be highlighted this year because they're calling this year's festival Shakespeare in the Land of Lincoln. And we have been able to bring to Bloomington a noted author and historian who wrote a book called Lincoln and Shakespeare, and he is actually going to give us a presentation at Ewing Manor on that Saturday of the event at 4 o'clock, and he's going to be telling some of the little-known stories about the impact of Shakespeare's works on Lincoln's life and his thought. I think one of the fascinating stories that I imagine he's going to tell is, if you can imagine, Charlie, what it is like to travel in central Illinois in the middle of the early part of the 19th century when there are just dirt roads, if at best, and you've got just horseback, and you're Abraham Lincoln going all over the Illinois 8th Judicial Circuit, and you don't have a lot of room to carry stuff, and yet you manage to carry in your pocket a well-read copy, well-thumbed copy of Macbeth. Lincoln carried Macbeth in his pocket throughout the 20 years he was serving on the 8th Judicial Circuit. And then when he was in President of the United States and living in what they call the Executive Mansion, we call it the White House, he had three volumes on his desk at all times. One of them was the copy of the U.S. statutes, but he also had a copy of the King James Version of the Bible. And the third important book was the collected works of William Shakespeare. And I think that that volume is now owned by the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington. So it was obviously a pretty significant impact on his thought. And Lincoln is one of our great literary presidents. So we are going to incorporate that theme in one of the plays that is being presented this year at Ewing Manor. The Shakespeare Festival will be Henry V, which was another favorite play of Lincoln's. And then there are going to be three other talks by Lincoln historians. Guy Fraker will be talking on the 28th of July at 2 o'clock at Ewing Manor. And he's, of course, a noted Lincoln author now and scholar. And then Bob Bray, Dr. Robert Bray, retired from Illinois Wesleyan University emeritus, is going to talk about Lincoln's literary life because Bob has written extensively on that and has actually won literary prizes for his research and so on. So we're going to have sort of the dramatic side presented in these plays and also some interesting information coming from these noted scholars. So this is brand new. They've never done this before. And we're excited because they're partnering with our event this year. And their main speaker is sort of the highlight of Dr. Michael Andereg is his name. And he'll be July 21st at 4 p.m. at Ewing Manor.